Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we have some music from Willie Akins, Brian Setzer, Chick Corea, a special request for the music of Larry Carlton, also music from Ed Cal, Barbara Dennerlin, Bill Evans, and a whole lot more. We're going to start off this afternoon with some music from Cedar Walton's Sextet, and this album is entitled The Art Blakey Legacy, featuring Phil Harper on trumpet, Javon Jackson on tenor sax, Steve Turry on trombone, Dave Williams on bass, and Billy Higgins is on drums, and we're going to listen to their version of Benny Golson's Whisper Not.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was music from the Cedar Walton Sextet and Benny Golson's composition, Whisper Not. We're going to continue now with a sax player by the name of Willie Akins. Now, Willie has certainly paid his dues, actually, on the New York jazz scene with the giants of the 60s, and for many years hence, he's delivered an honest, evocative sound in his native St. Louis, Missouri. Willie is from the outskirts of St. Louis. He's from an area known as Webster Groves, but his years of impassioned performances there have made him synonymous with jazz in the Gateway City. On tenor sax, he's an understated force. His playing reflects a true affection for John Coltrane and Hank Mobley, with more than a passing appreciation of St. Louisians, including Oliver Nelson and Jimmy Forrest. He's also played with the likes of the late Al Gray, Julius Hempel, Freddie Hubbard, Jay McShann, and John Hicks. He's also been the consummate accompanist to many of the jazz vocalists out there on the scene today. His intimate yet unobtrusive interludes have endeared him to the likes of Vanessa Rubin and Rosanna Vitro, to name just a few. So we're going to listen to his version of the great classic from the pen of George Gershwin. This is Summertime. That was music from Willie Akins and Gershwin's Summertime. We're going to listen now to some music. Actually, it's a new recording from the Brian Setzer Orchestra. It's entitled Vavoom. And we're going to listen to, this is going back quite a ways actually, Pennsylvania 65000. And then we're going to listen to an instrumental version of Ellington's Caravan. So let's get started with the Brian Setzer Orchestra with Pennsylvania 65000, and right after that, Caravan.
Thank you. shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old McHeath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old McHeath, so that never, well, there's never a trace of red on the sidewalk. Ooh, Sunday morning, lies the body just oozing life. Someone's sneaking around the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Oh, with cement bags just drooping on down. Well, that cement is just, oh, it's there for the wait, dear. Five will get you ten, Mackie's back in town. Hear about Louis Miller? Hey, he disappeared now. After drove him out, all of his water cash. A shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Billy Diver, Suki Tawdry, look out of this Lottalinia, and a Lucy Brown. Oh, that lifeboat on the wreck, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. Say, Jenny Diver,
well, it's funny, I originally was only going to play one track from that album, but loved it so much that I ended up playing three. That was the Brian Setzer Orchestra, and we just heard Mac the Knife, before that Caravan, and Pennsylvania 65,000. I think one of the things I really like about this album is that most of the tracks are under 3 minutes, and it's amazing what you can pack into a composition with only that amount of time to work with. And I think Brian Setzer and the rest of the band do an admirable job. The name of the album is Vavoom. It's on the Interscope label. Highly recommended. Beautiful, great dance music. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. And now we're going to continue with some music from Chick Corea's quartet. And this is from his album entitled Time Warp. It's released on the Stretch Records label. We're going to listen to a composition entitled Arndock's Grave.
Thank you.
That was music from the Chick Corea Quartet, featuring Bob Berg on sax, John Patitucci on bass, Gary Novak on drums, and Chick Corea on piano. And we just heard a composition of Chick's entitled Arndock's Grave. A couple of weeks ago, I received a request from a listener who wanted to hear some more music from Larry Carlton, a great guitarist out of the United States. From his latest album entitled The Gift, here's Osaka Cool. And Judy, this one's for you.
Thank you.
That was music from Ed Cal and a composition entitled Rum and Coke. And before that, we heard by request Larry Carlton from his album The Gift and Osaka Cool. Actually, that last track that we just heard, Rum and Coke, was from Ed's album Sunset Harbor. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM at 89.1 on your dial. And right now we're going to listen to some music from organist Barbara Dennerlin, and this is from her album entitled Takeoff. And we're going to listen to a very interesting composition entitled Purple. It's a sensitive ballad that she creates by means of an unconventional harmonic progression, which creates a really melancholy mood that gets under your skin. And after that, we're going to listen to some classic Bill Evans trio from New York City and a composition entitled But Beautiful, and that's from his album Turn Out the Stars. You're listening to the music of Paul Dunmall's Octet. That's taken from his album Bebop Starburst, and we're listening to Bebop Starburst Part 2, featuring Keith Tippett on piano, Paul Rogers on bass, Tony Levin on drums, Chris Bridges on trombone, Simon Picard on tenor sax, and Paul Dunmall also on tenor sax.
Thank you.
We just heard some music from the Paul Dunmell Octet from his album Bebop Starburst. We heard Part 2. Before that, we heard Bill Evans from 1980 at one of the great clubs in Britain, Ronnie Scott's in central downtown London. And we heard a composition entitled But Beautiful, and that's from his album Turn Out the Stars. And we started the set off with keyboardist Barbara Dennerlin from her album Take Off, and a composition entitled Purple. We're going to continue now with some music from Ottawa's own Dee Dee Jackson from his album Anthem. Those of you who had a chance to catch Dee Dee during the Ottawa International Jazz Festival know that he's maturing very, very quickly and making quite a name for himself. And this album especially is quite a musical statement. We're going to listen to a composition. Actually, it's the first track off the album. It's entitled Spring Song. And then we're going to listen to some Ornette Coleman from his classic quartet that got together back in mid to late 70s. Billy Higgins on drums, Don Cherry on trumpet, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Ornette Coleman on alto sax. We're going to listen to a composition that they did entitled Latin Genetics. But before we get to all that, music from Dee Dee Jackson and Spring Song. Thank you. Well, that was music from a great band led by Ornette Coleman and featuring Billy Higgins on drums, Charlie Hayden on bass, and the late Don Cherry on trumpet. We just heard a composition entitled Latin Genetics, and that's from Ornette's album entitled In All Languages. Very good recording. And before that, we heard some music from Dee Dee Jackson from his album Anthem and Spring Song. And if memory serves me right, I believe he led his show off with Spring Song when he was here at the National Library just, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, to close out the Ottawa International Jazz Festival for that particular series. I'm going to listen to some music now from a really interesting band. They're known as the Berg Brecker Chambers DeFrancesco Band. Bob Berg, Randy Brecker, Dennis Chambers, and Joey DeFrancesco. Also known as the Jazz Time Super Band, we're going to listen to their version of Eddie Harris's pivotal composition, Freedom Jazz Dance.
Thank you. Deutsches aus Ottawa, 90 minutes of entertainment in German on CHUO Radio 89 FM. The program includes eclectic German music, the event calendar, Major League Soccer results, plus tidbits of useless information, and more with me, host Oswin Lohr, Sundays at 3 p.m. Deutsches aus Ottawa.
We just heard some music.
BHUO 89.1 FM.
There we go. We just heard some music from Randy Brecker and Bob Berg and Eddie Harris's Freedom Jazz Dance. We're going to go back to the year 1952 and listen to some Duke Ellington. and his orchestra with the classic Billy Strayhorn composition, Take the A-Train.
Bam, cookie mop, shabby oop, dooby oop, doo wow. Swiss, swabby, do you do, cha cha, ba da, flabba, do you day, hey, oop, doo. Sweet, blabby, doop, dooby doo. Sweet, dooby doop, sweetie doo, shabby, doo, dooby, do you do, sweet, blabba, do you do, dooby doo. Ebb, doo. Swab, bob, do you do, sweet, doo, and dab, do you do, do you do, do you do, do you do, hey, blabber, do you dance? Why, swab, do it, blabber, do you did? Hey, oh, do. Short, short, but not. Hey, blabber, do you dance? Why, swab, do. Swab, do you, dear? So, do you, is the face your doobie 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 sweetie doobie doobie. I ain't much to look at, ain't nothing to see. I've got a train waiting for me, I'm waiting for me. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
was music from a very exciting individual by the name of Jason Linder, and that was taken from his album Premonition. We just heard a composition entitled Incantation. Jason is an up-and-coming pianist on the jazz scene. He's currently recording for the Stretch label distributed by Concord Records out of California. And before that, we heard some music, some great music from Kenny Dorham from his album Roundabout Midnight, and a composition written by him entitled Hill's Edge. My name is Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM. The show is entitled In Transition, and I'm your host each and every Sunday between the hours of 1 and 3 p.m. We're going to close out this afternoon with music from Lou Soloff and company from his album Rainbow Mountain. Here's Up From the Skies.
Humbly I begin this with slick renditions. Mama Mary was contrary with her style compositions. In her music she was too smooth. Rules that could nurture like some soul food. Blues from Kansas City, maybe St. Louis. True from church steeples to the avenue. Ooh, oh, she made essential switches from her ragtimes to riches. Put your mind in distant places, yet far from fictitious. Fed the world with delectable dishes that were delicious, granting wishes. Showing you what true bliss is. Playing that boogie woogie that was sweet like crunchy cookies with creamy senses. Taking you on soul adventures. In Mary's time it was hard for you to find someone to build your mind on levels of the sublime. Yet forever in her prime she came through. How many like her still remain? Huh? A few.
That was music from trumpet player Lou Soloff from his latest CD entitled Rainbow Mountain, incorporating a bit of rap into that last composition, which was entitled Up From the Skies. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next Sunday with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Bye for now.